beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich James, your host for the show. Click the tab on Ice Cold and kick back and enjoy the jams. British one-hit wonder band The Troggs' only hit, Wild Thing, smashed the charts in 1966. 18 months later, at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival, Jimi Hendrix performed Wild Thing with a wild guitar interlude that includes some of a melody to a song, Strangers in the Night, that had just been released by Frank Sinatra just a year earlier. Believe it or not. I'm going to play it. You listen for yourself. Those that are interested, I tracked where Frank's song is roughly 2 minutes and 45 seconds into Jimmy's cover of Wild Thing. Very interesting contrast.
and I suck it to the 110. You move me. Look out. To me one more time again. Oh, shucks, I love you.
side.
You're listening to Iron Butterfly, 1968 vintage with Flowers and Beads. And before that, Linda Carlisle with You Came Out of Nowhere. And so before that, wannabe Led Zepp group, much younger, Greta Van Fleet from Michigan. And they're singing Flower Power. I've Got the Music in Me was the first U.S. hit by Kiki Dee, her real name Pauline Matthews, who is a former backup singer for Dusty Springfield. The song's about a free-spirited yet pragmatic woman who's on her way up in life due to her musical talent and isn't going to let anything get her down or stand in her way.
Cool down. When something gets in my way. so heartless. How can people be so cruel, easy to be proud, easy to say no more, easy to be cold, easy to say no. Come on, easy to give in, easy to say no, easy to be cold, easy to say no, easy to say no.
You're just listening to Three Dog Night with Easy to Be Hard. And before that, Dave Clark 5 with Any Way You Want It. And so before that, the Fab Four, that is the Four Tops, with When She Was My Girl. And you're tuning to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Change Host. We're going to continue bringing some great music to listen to. So Graham Nash's 1969 song, Marrakesh Express, is a reflection of the sights, sounds, and vibes he experienced on the train he took to Casablanca in 1966. Marrakesh is a city in Morocco famous for leather goods. The song was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's first single, charting number 28.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes, traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall, American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind, had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train, all on board the train.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. Casablanca going south, blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Gold buttons hang in the air, charming cobras in the square, stripes your leathers we can wear at home. Oh, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train, all on board the train, all on board.
so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you, and there you stood. Holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could, but you're so far away. One more song. So far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah. Down and lonely, nothing else to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find, but you're so far. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah.
That was Carole King with So Far Away, and before that, Dusty Springfield with I'll Try Anything. Yeah, so before that, Michael Kiwanuka with Place I Belong. Have you ever been Rickrolled? British artist Rick Astley released his hottest hit, Never Gonna Give You Up, on December 1987, and it quickly went to number one in both the U.S. and the U.K. in March. Well, it eventually became the subject of a popular internet prank known as Rickrolling, involving misleading links redirecting you to the song's music video. Well, by May 2007, the practice had achieved notoriety on the internet, and it increased in popularity after its use as a 2008 April Fool's Day joke by various media companies and websites, including YouTube. Rickrolled all of its featured videos on that day, and a website allowing people to Rickroll their friends' phones. Listen to that.
We're no strangers to love. You know the You're listening to KFSK Petersburg.
John Isbell's 2020 song, St. Peter's Autograph, gives his wife support as she grieves the loss of a close friend. He assures her that he emphasizes without denigrating her emotions or pretending that he knows how she feels.
What do I do to make you smile? You've been hurting for a while. What can I do to make you laugh? Get St. Peter's autograph. What's that distance in your eyes? Has your faith been compromised? What can I do to help you sleep? I work hard and work for cheap. Sometimes it's nothing but the way you're wired, and that's not your fault. We're all struggling with the world on fire and the fear we now you've lost another friend who couldn't stay to see the end. He had somewhere else to be. Cut him down and burn the tree. There's no shelter from the rain, and I can't comprehend your pain. I got arms and I got ears, and I will always be right here. Sometimes it's nothing but the way you were raised, and that could have been worse. I see you suffering through the best of days, and still you put me. What do I do to let you know that I'm not haunted by his ghost? Let him dance around our room. Let him smell of your perfume. Share your best remember when. If he comes through here again, maybe he can make you laugh. Bring St. Peter's autograph.
That they're going to put a potato in orbit. Something, the biological properties of the potato will tell us something about the Van Allen belt. Sending a potato into orbit, you know, I really don't mind watching a potato go around for 3 hours in the afternoon, but the ticker tape parade is going to be a little weird, you got to admit. And the phone call from the president. Hello, is this the potato? Sorry, let me speak to Potato. You and Mrs. Potato have to come out to the ranch. There'll be sheep in abundance. Did you ever notice how he sucks his teeth every time he says sheep in abundance? What about Cuba? There'll be sheep in abundance. Oh.
Round is the perfect pearl, the oyster manufacture.
Completely round is the steering wheel that leads to compound fractures.
Completely round is the golden fruit that hangs in the orange tree.
Yes, the circle shape is quite renowned.
Sad to say it can be found in the low-down, dirty run-around. My true love gave to me, yes, my true love gave to me.
Completely square was the velvet box, he said my ring would be in.
Completely square was the envelope, he said farewell to me in.
Completely square was the handkerchief I flourish constantly.
As it dries my eyes of the tears I shed
and blows my nose till it turns bright red. For a perfect square is my true love's head.
He will not marry me. No, no, he will not marry me.
Damn, I missed it again.
Been practicing that jump for months.
Got a groovy kind of love.
Rectangular was the hotel door my true love tried to sneak through.
Rectangular was the transom over which I had to peek through.
rectangular was the hotel room I entered angrily.
Now rectangular is the wooden box.
Lies my love neath the golden flocks. They say he died of the chicken pox. In part I must agree.
One chick too many had he. Triangular is the piece of pie I eat to ease my sorrow.
Triangular is the hatchet blade I plan to hide tomorrow. Triangular, our relationship that now has ceased to be.
And triangular is the garment thin
that fastens on with the safety pin to a prize I had no wish to win. It's a lasting memory that I do now.
One more time.
And that was the Kingston Trio, a famous folk group from way back when in the 60s. And it's from their, my favorite album there is Once Upon a Time album, it was a live concert they were putting on. Anyway, the name of the song, Ballad of Shape of Things. Well, it's kind of a comedy routine. But anyway, before that, Edie Gourmet with Love Me Forever, 1957 vintage. And still before that, Tommy James and the Shondells with Money, Money. Conceptually, lullabies are cute, soft, soothing songs. You seem to put your child to sleep when they're restless and in fighting sleep. Well, yeah, right. Anyone who's had children knows that many times it feels like an impossible task. Paul Simon included a song in his 1973 There Goes Ryman Simon album entitled St. Judy's Comet that expresses the frustration of parents when coping with childhood insomnia. Apparently he had that problem. Anyway, the gentle lullaby-like track was inspired by Simon's then-infant son and later famously performed on Sesame Street to help children fall asleep. I don't know how effective it was, but oh well, better than nothing.
Time it is. Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. And though I know you fight me, I can tell when you rub your eyes, you're fading fast. Oh, fading fast. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the skies and leave a spray of diamonds in its way. I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake. Oh, when you wake, awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies. Well, I sang it once and I sang it twice. I'm gonna sing it three times more. Gonna stay till your resistance is overcome. Cause if I can't sing my boy to sleep, well, it makes your famous daddy look so dumb. Look so low. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the skies and leave a spray of diamonds in its wake. I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake. Or when you wake awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? but the fireflies. Oh, little sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. Though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes that you're fading fast. Ooh, fading fast. Thank you.
Fragrance of sweet flowers is filling the air. Peace of mind is devastating. To love.
was Chambers Brothers' debut single from 1968 entitled Time Has Come Today. Before that, the great Rotary Connection with Magical World. And still before that, the great Joe South with Birds of a Feather. And you tuned in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with the Rich Change host. We got some other great music coming along. So, Kyrie, it's a second and last song to the top charts for the pop vocal group Mr. Mister, who only had 5 songs to get to the Hot 100. When this was a hit, very few people listened to top 40 radio who really understood the lyrics, focusing on the melody. Well, Kyrie eleison is Greek for Lord have mercy. Well, the translated lyrics is a sort of prayer for fortitude when traveling down a difficult road.
Where I find myself again. Here You're in the Pepsi generation. Come alive, come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. Drink light, drink great, drink right, up to date. Young taste, young drive, young pace. Come alive, come alive, come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. You're in the Pepsi generation.
And that was Pepsi-Cola commercial with... What's so important about that? Well, I had Joni Summers, 1963 vintage. It was, at that time, she was 10 years old. It was on a local Buffalo, New York TV station singing one of several Pepsi commercials that she did. Anyway, only 10 years later, when she was 20, she went to the top of her game, recording a pop song, Johnny Get Angry, which charted number 7. Just think, she started with Pepsi, and then she went to Johnny Get Angry.
Laughing at the pain. in a honky-tonk cafe. Nobody's hearing what you play. Yeah, they're too busy drinking anyway. You gotta keep on smiling, brother, keep on smiling. Say you found a piece of land. Gonna change from city boy to country man. Yeah, try to build your life with your hand. And just keep on smiling, keep on smiling.
Smile.
Give my gun away when it's loaded, is that all?